From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the Tunstall volleyball team improved to 4-1 on Monday as they beat Dan River in three straight sets, 25-19, 25-15, and 25-19. The Walsh dropped the Wildcats to 1-4 on the season. Virginia Tech football bounced back and got its first win of the season against Marshall on Saturday, 31-14. The Hokies now will take on ODU this week, and head coach Brent Pry says not to be fooled by ODU's 0-2 record.
A group that has played two really good football games could be 2-0 rather than 0-2. They had a chance to win both of them at the end. You know, good contested games. And we'll have our hands full down at their place.
ODU has lost to South Carolina by 4 and East Carolina by 6. The game will kick off Saturday night at 6. The UVA football team is off to a 2-0 start for the first time since 2021. Head coach Tony Elliott recently spoke to his team about handling the success.
I got a hold of a video of Mike Tomlin addressing the Steelers during one of their team meetings, and he talked about, you know, reasonable expectations. And, you know, the way that I challenged the team was it's reasonable for us to expect to win, but then there's got to be realistic work, right? The reasonable expectation doesn't produce the result. It's the realistic work. So
UVA will host Maryland on Saturday night at 8. In NFL news, the Pittsburgh Steelers are preparing to start Justin Fields at quarterback for the second straight game this Sunday against the Broncos as Russell Wilson deals with a calf injury. Fields helped lead the Steelers to an 18-10 win over the Falcons in Week 1 as he was 17-23 passing for 156 yards and rushed for 57 yards. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.